Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
Be prosperous. Well, you burned down all our damn businesses, you idiot.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, everybody. Glenn Miggle, Mike Lummis with the Financial Guys. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. And it took me a second there to see if the thing was going or not. It's like a delay. It like counts down on the computer, but the delay, like it glitches a second. So got a lot to talk about today. We are going to make this a little bit of a shorter video. We got a lot of stuff going on this week. Obviously, we want to spend some time with our families and take some time off as well. So today's podcast, I'm guessing 30, 35 minutes. Although we say that, and those are the ones that go like an hour 15.
Never, yeah.
We've got a ton of stuff to play. Never. I don't even know where to start. There's many good things.
I'm thankful we made it through. I mean, we made it through Christmas.
Yeah.
I really had to reflect upon my bad behavior, because I did have both sides of my family over, and there was probably 100 people at my house Christmas Eve. And I'm here. But I had to, it was a tough decision. It wasn't easy. Like, do I have the family over?
Did you test them all in the garage? You should test just the liberals in the family. That's the tough part here. You get to test in the garage.
I don't have any. That's the thing.
You're lucky.
No, I don't. I shouldn't say that. There is some. We don't talk
about. Everyone's got the liberal uncle.
Yeah. No, that's not the group, not the immediate group of family that I get together with. There's none. So there's none, and which is great. We all get the bitch. It's like a big, podcast or a radio show, and you show up at my family's Christmas.
Nice, very good. Yeah. Well, we're going to do a little bit of a year in review today. I don't even know, what video to start with. We have so many. Lily, you're going to do a lot of editing on this today, because there's a lot of great videos to put in. Maybe start with this one, a nice holiday message from the mayor of Chicago.
Mayor Lightfoot.
Here. Mayor Lightfoot, yeah. Joyous Kwanzaa, Chicago. Couldn't I don't know, did she do a Merry Christmas too, or just the Kwanzaa one?
Mayor Lightfoot, which, remember, just so we can back up a little bit, as she was shutting down the city and telling you're going to die of COVID, please do not get together with people, we've got to shut down restaurants, bars, hair salons. She was caught in a hair salon.
Right. And then when asked about it, she goes, well, I'm on TV all the time. I don't like my hair getting all nappy and whatnot. Meanwhile, half her head, it looks like, remember those things?
Yeah.
Where it's like the little clock, the old school on the computer, and it was like partially loaded. That's what her head looks like. It's like the hair just, it was coming across.
I feel terrible.
And then it just, I shouldn't speak, because my forehead's also now doing the same thing.
Yeah, well,
I've got more forehead now.
That's what happens.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's terrible. You know what? Forget about her physical. She's a moron. She's an absolute moron. These are the same people that defunded the police.
Yeah.
And now she wants extra funding from the federal government, when she was given the opportunity to get extra funding from the Trump administration.
She
turned it down.
Yep.
And now wants extra and says, it's how dare they not give me? You're a bitch. You're a dumb bitch.
Well, then what's the 12 cities across the country? I think Chicago is one of them. Broke murder records this year.
Yeah, of course.
So 2021 was a record-breaking year in a lot of ways.
There's nothing that they don't touch, these liberals, that gets destroyed. Yeah. Nothing. Every time I hear them open their mouth, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Here we go again.
Please not again. Please don't. Please, you're destroying something else, right?
Yep.
This week, for those of you, many of you listen all over the country, but in Erie County, we've got the Walden Galleria, which was when I was a kid.
That's an annual thing now.
Beautiful, beautiful mall. They did an incredible job of putting it together near the airport. So, to give credit where credit's due, where they built it, right near the thruway, very accessible to the Canadians that before their Communist Party took over used to be able to come and shop all the time, It was a really good move. Democrats have destroyed it. They've destroyed it.
Yeah,
the opportunity to go into the mall now, you have to pick your times. You've got to be careful. My wife says she's going. I'm like, well, I better go with you.
Yep.
You better have your Glock with you just to be safe.
Yep. I mean,
so another, and the 150, 200 kids fighting
out of control. The thing is, this has been an annual thing.
Yeah.
Like, this has gone on now.
They turn it's a quarterly thing now.
But why not have – but they will be
to your
empty
point, though, they
and
say
out of business unless they get the proper security there, right?
That's right.
Now, they tried this, right? They tried for a while IDing people. Are you here with the dolls? Are you 16? You couldn't be under 18 without supervision, blah, blah, blah. Everybody cried racism, right?
So they
backed right down, and what you get is you get looting and mayhem and innocent people getting injured, unfortunately.
And the tough part about that is if you and I own a store in there,
looking at my lease. What's my lease up?
Yeah, that's right. But do you know, like, okay, so am I going to go to the store? It's a lot like the restaurant thing where am I going to go to a restaurant and get show my Vax card and get it? Just say, screw it. I'm just going to order on Amazon, right? Yeah. And that's the crummy thing for these people is they're in a bad position.
Yeah.
However, the Democrats, unfortunately, the Democrats deserve what they get. The conservatives who own these businesses, and I will assure you that 99.9% of them are conservative because they're paying the bills. And
one of them was our client that decided not to reopen their business. When his lease came up.
Very successful business.
Very successful.
For decades, yeah.
You know, but again, he did very well for himself, didn't need to be there, right? And that's the thing. A lot of these folks, they don't need to be there. They do it because they love their employees and they love to do it. Guess what? The violence got so bad, the shutdowns, he couldn't make money. And then they went to a mask mandate. He goes, how in the hell am I going to get my 17, 18-year-old employees to wear masks? I can barely get them to show up for work.
No. And then mask mandate where they fine the restaurant owners.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. So he's like, I'm out. I'm done. Yeah.
And these liberals are so stupid and nuts and crazy that what happens is I own the business, and this moron's proof of it, because she's the one who said, well, it's the business's fault because they don't have enough security there. So let me get this straight.
I take the risk and
open up a business in the Walden Galleria. Somebody gets shot in my store, and now it's on me. Yes. Yes. That's how nuts they are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. You should have never let the 20 thugs in there to destroy your store.
And to hire private security now. What private security guy is going to be willing to use deadly force?
Private security. We can't even hire police officers.
Seriously.
Private security.
Seriously. So let's say you are a security guard, and all of a sudden, you know, a bunch of kids come in. And what are you going to do? Are you going to shoot them?
Right.
You're going to shoot them? Because guess what's going to happen to you?
Oh, yeah,
you
you're liable
them?
Now. You're
your
in jail.
Your life could be done, right?
Either way, it's gone. Either way,
it's gone. I'm walking away. I'm calling the police, going, your job, not mine.
The liberal left-wing moron thugs, you know, say, oh my, you should have gone to jail anyways. You should have.
These kids should be in jail. They should be. They should be in jail.
This is a very long-winded way of saying what we need to do, and this is the aha moment that everybody with a brain in their head knows, is you need to support the police officers, allow the police officers to come into a place like that, grab these punk kids by their hair, throw them in jail for a few months.
I tell you what, though.
Forget the weeks. Throw them in jail for a few months. They won't do it again.
But this whole mask, not mask mandate, this whole vaccination mandate is the great patriot purge. This is pure genius on the part of the liberals, right?
Yep.
Because by going to a vaccination mandate, and we'll talk about some of those numbers this year, by the way, double the amount of people dead this year, according to their numbers.
Record numbers.
Than last year when Biden said any president that has 220,000 people that dies on their hands should not be president any longer. He had 400 plus this year. So nice job.
After we've rolled out a vaccine that I think at this point is now 90% of New Yorkers, according to their records, which I don't believe.
Yeah, it's like 60-some percent of the country. But nevertheless, you have this great patriot purge going on, right? We are getting rid of the patriots out of the military. We are getting rid of the conservatives and patriots out of the police departments.
We're getting rid of them out of the country.
But what are you going to be left with, though? If you force all police officers to get the vaccine, most of the conservative police officers that think like us are going to say, I'm not going to get it. So now those good officers
are gone. Yeah.
And so what are you left with? You're left with the punks that give the police departments the bad names that are giving out, that are arresting moms pushing their 3-year-old on a swing because the park was closed. You're going to have the people left like Bradley Gilbert was his name. Where's your mask? You're going to have police officers. Oh, the ones that will be left are the ones that are knocking on Jewish doors in New York City going, there's too many cars in front of your house. How many people you got in there? How many people? You're not supposed to have that many people. Think about that. Think about how crazy some of these cities have gotten, right? Those that live in Florida, you know, I know we have a lot of listeners down south. You don't realize how nuts New York City is. They were literally knocking on doors. This is the important part, right?
Right there. I know you're going
to
get to it.
They were knocking on doors because people had too many cars in front of their house. Because I think you got more than 10 people in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a family holiday party, a religious party.
On my private business.
I want to see who's in there. Let me come in. Yeah. Honest to God, they were doing this in the United States of America. That's insane. And guess what? It didn't work.
All under protecting you. Here's what you left-wing morons did.
Right.
See that chart at the end there?
Right there, at the bottom, by the way.
That's
the vaccine mandate right there.
Yep, right there.
Look at there's the case flow.
And by the way, you left-wing morons, right in there, right when it started, you also went back to the masking up because it works so well. It works well. It did work well. I'll give you credit where credit's due. All the stuff is working right into your playbook, and you are winning. You're winning because too many, quote, right-wing conservatives that haven't found their testicles yet.
Well, the Great Patriot Purge puts, you know, gets rid of all of the people that don't think like liberals that are willing to say, I'm just following orders.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You want me to throw this puppy in the oven? Yeah. Well, I guess I'm just going
to
follow orders.
I don't
want
to.
And for those that say, oh, this is crazy, Glenn, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They arrested moms pushing their kids on swings. They knocked on doors. This is what they want to get to. The vaccine passport. At this point, if you still think this is about health and science, I can't help you.
No, you're a moron.
I can't help you.
You're mentally ill.
You're beyond reachable, right? We have more cases in this country with 60%+ of the American population vaccinated. Now, I saw a study that the CDC did. It's on their website. You got to search and dig and dig and dig and dig. But apparently, and again, you know, my subjective kind of just my observation would bear this out, right? But it appears that after 90 or so days, the vaccinations seem to be making you more contagious or making you more likely to get it by a magnitude of 3 times.
We talked about that, by the way, a year and a half ago, about the likelihood of that not being the right.
I don't know if it's because it's warping the immune system,
or
I don't know.
It's hurting your.
There's nothing
better than natural immunity, and the fact that Fauci and his dirtbag friends will not admit that should scare every single one of you.
You're getting it either way. So here's the deal. So I'm going to give you two. Now these are just conjecture, right? This is not like scientific study, but there are scientific studies now that are starting to bear this out.
Yeah.
But 2 weeks ago, I was in a meeting with 4 other people on Tuesday. By Friday of that same week, I'm in a closed conference room for 45 minutes. I had one vaccination back in early May. I have not gotten another one. I'm hoping it's out of my system, right? In that meeting, there was 5 people. Now, I don't know if who was who or who brought it where or whatever. And maybe it wasn't even that meeting. I don't really know, right? I don't know. By Friday, 2 people in that meeting got COVID, right? And one was mildly sick for a few days. One got a little bit sicker. Of course, he was close to 7 years old. So he was a little bit older, right? Mm. But they were both vaccinated. Now, me not vaccinated, I didn't get it. Let me give you one more. My son was playing with a good friend of his, right? Friend is vaccinated, 14 years old. Of course, these kids are always on top of each other. My son's not vaccinated. His friend got the COVID. His friend's sister. Now, they start wearing masks in the house. Like, that helps, right? That joke. Seriously.
Could you imagine?
I swear to you. Outside, they're wearing masks.
Where we are as a society, it just blows my mind that these people could be this dumb.
Honest to God.
Like, and it's on such a large scale.
It's amazing.
It's really amazing to see the brainwash.
But here's the thing. So the sister got it. The son got it. My son never got it. Mm. Not vaccinated. Mm. All I'm saying is this. And again, you make your own choice. You do you, right? You do you.
Well, that doesn't happen anymore, though. It's not about you.
But don't tell me that I have to get vaccinated to protect you that is vaccinated.
Right.
Because clearly, vaccinated people are getting it. Vaccinated people are passing it on. Vaccinated people are contagious.
Yep.
And stop using the term breakthrough cases, right?
No,
when 60% of the hospitalizations are vaccinated people, that's not a breakthrough.
A breakthrough is 1 out of 100.
Right.
2 out of 100. Okay, that's
rare.
A breakthrough, right?
Right.
Not when it's 50-50. You sent me this. Pfizer customers are 76.5% more likely, and Moderna customers 39.3% more likely to be infected now than the unvaxxed.
That's right. After 90 days. You're good for the first 30. So now, honest to God, These elitists like Fauci are literally coming out saying, well, we might just have to have a vaccination every 4 months.
Yeah.
It looks like the vaccination's only good for about 90 to 120 days.
Yeah.
So we may just have to have ongoing boosters for the rest
forever.
Of your life.
Forever.
Like, fuck you. Well, excuse me again with the language.
Because it controls people. It divides people. It's exactly what the left likes to do. Right? They like to fight. They like to divide. And to your point, they're winning, folks. They're winning. I hate to tell you this, folks. They're winning. I've said this for months. When you walk in, when you think like Glenn and Mike, and most of you watching this broadcast do, when you think exactly like Mike and Glenn, but you walk into Home Depot with a face diaper on, you're the fault. You're the reason.
Stop it.
These people are mentally ill. They can't help themselves.
Here's what they're saying now, too. The cloth masks worked for Delta, but it doesn't seem to be working for Omicron.
Gotcha.
So you can you got to wear the N95
mask. Must identify it.
Like, honest to God.
Yeah.
I just have to shake my head. Like, seriously, Delta ran rampant. And nothing, it didn't make any difference.
No.
Florida wide open, same. New York closed, masking, same, right? Didn't make a difference.
Well, by Delta, though, no, Florida had already figured out how to handle this, which is when you're not feeling really well, like you do either to be a man like I am for most of the people, not all the people, and don't send me. I know there's a few select people that this hit really hard, but the most of the people, find a set of stones, go get some DayQuil, maybe a little NyQuil at night, and a little Airborne,
and you
do what I did, which is go out for a 6-mile run, and you'll be absolutely fine.
Did you?
That's
see?
The 99.9997% of
you. Never
got
to the video.
The 0.3% of you who are having a tough time, you get the monoclonal
If you can get them in New York, that's the thing.
Well, you can now. And I had a buddy of mine who you know, he was had a rougher case. So he's like, man, it's been about 7 days now. I've had it tough. I said, go get the monoclonal antibody treatment.
Monoclonal antibodies.
Monoclonal antibodies.
Something like that.
He said, really? I said, you'll be fine. He said, take it. I said, well, he goes, how do you know I'll be fine? I said, well, because I studied what Florida did. And when they set up these tents, within 3 weeks, emergency room visits were down by 90%. And to be honest with you, once they set up the tents, it was pretty much gone in Florida. You know why? Yeah. Because 99.999997% of people that get it are going to survive. They're going to be fine. So sure enough, he had it. You know, I called him the next day. I said, how are you doing? He goes, Mike, I feel great. He goes, I still feel a little sluggish. He said, why don't you do me one more favor? Take a little Airborne. You'll be fine within one day. Take two or three hits of it throughout the day. Mix it in with some water. Drink a lot of water. You'll be fine. Next day he calls me. He goes, Mike, I feel like $1 million. No kidding. This wasn't rocket science. This was something that Florida's been doing for a long time. By the way, the ivermectin is for the people that they're for the 0.0001% that do get hit hard out of this deal, right? And if you just gave it to them as they were walking in the damn door of the hospital,
right, as opposed to suing for it,
99.9% of them would walk out.
Think about
a problem.
That. Why? Look at. For them to have to push and push and push and push and threaten.
Disgusting human beings.
But think about this. If this was so good,
right?
People were lining up for the polio vaccination for two reasons. Number one, polio was a serious issue. It
actually did kill people.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Lots of people, right?
1 in 4
secondarily,
children.
Secondarily, though, it worked.
Yeah.
It worked. Of course, people were signing up their kids.
Right.
It worked, right? This is, first of all, it's almost unmeasurable. The deaths among children, almost unmeasurable, right?
It's unmeasurable.
It's
statistically, you cannot measure that. It's like point zero 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 zero.
It's tiny. Yeah. I know, if it's your child, God forbid, I couldn't imagine the loss of a child.
They have not found one. Glenn, I've studied every one of these deaths. There's not one. I've read and read and read. There's not one death that I can find in all of America of a child that did not have pre-existing conditions.
Right, right, yeah. Somebody's had cancer.
And this sucks.
This sucks.
But we lose kids every day in this country from cancer, from issues like that, right? Now, your body, again, I sound like a broken record for those of you who listen every week. Dr. Erickson nailed this. You do not die of one thing, right?
Unless you're in a car crash. That'd be one
Colin
thing.
Powell did not die of COVID, right? What happens is, at the end, if you have something like cancer, it takes your immune system to zero. So the common cold can take you out when you have 7 forms of cancer and you're on your end, right? Now, historically, what we would do is we'd say, Colin Powell, well, he died of cancer. Not he died of the flu.
Or pneumonia.
Or he died of pneumonia.
Right.
What happens is your body just cannot fight everyday stuff, like COVID. That would be an absolute no big deal. Colin Powell, 3 years before, would have had COVID. He would have been part of the 99% that had little sniffles, you know, blew his nose and walked on his way. He did not die of COVID. And every single one of you left-wing liberals that continue to want to throw this down. Yeah, he died of
it's all about control.
Bullshit.
It's nothing
all about control. 100% about control. I've seen it in my office. That 8 death certificates over the last 2 years from clients. Not one of them actually died of COVID.
Actually,
not one. And they say 8 of them say COVID. Not one of them.
I think we actually had less client deaths in the last 2 years.
Way less.
Than on average.
Way less.
Normally, sadly.
About double.
Probably about the toughest part of the job is, you know, we obviously become very close with our clients. They become friends and
about
family.
About double.
And, you know, you lose about a dozen or so, maybe a dozen and a half a year because we have thousands of clients.
Well,
so,
the average age of death in Erie County went up last year. Went up by one.
That's probably good news.
Went from 78 to 79.
So listen to these two things. Vermont has the highest vaccination rate in the nation, is one of the least densely populated states, and the ERs are clogged by people with no COVID symptoms. People are testing themselves at home. They're coming up positive. They've got no symptoms at all. And they're rushing to the ER as if they're going to get some sort of a specialized treatment there.
This is
the craziness.
Same thing in New York City, by the way.
That we put into people.
Here's what they're saying in New York City. The hospital rooms are full of children. Yeah, because you left-wing morons scared the heck out of their parents.
And they're ODing. We're going to talk about that next.
Yeah.
Let me play this first because I got to go back to the Kwanzaa thing because this is hilarious. Now, the only thing I want to comment about this is, and I don't know much about Kwanzaa, but I would assume if you're gonna set up your own holiday, maybe you want to like not steal the music from the Christmas holiday.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure this is Joy to the World, not Kwanzaa music. But that's the best part about this.
Joyous Kwanzaa, Chicago.
Joyous Kwanzaa,
Chicago. Amy and I wish to extend a very beautiful and prosperous Kwanzaa to all of you celebrating this season.
As you light the candles and gather in
unity, she looks like
we hope your holiday is
filled
with rejoicing and happiness.
Can you just say that for one side? You don't need to light candles, honey. Your goddamn city's on fire. It's on fire. You don't need candles. You don't need candles. It's on fire.
Principles of Kwanzaa.
Walk down to a Walmart that's still in ashes.
Yeah, us to unity and cooperation. I guess you could say that, though. That's like they get together to... When they all loot the store.
Yeah, they do it.
That's a coordinated effort.
They do it in unity.
With a lot of unity.
I agree.
Because if they did it by themselves, they'd probably get arrested.
No.
But if like 50 of them rush like a, I don't know, like a Macy's.
Almost like, you know, we've done some retreats where you get everybody together to try to bring everybody together. Yep. You do like different activities.
Right.
Like, you know, you might do dodgeball or you might do stuff, you know, just to bring the team together, right? What they're doing is just looting and robbing and stealing only to bring people together.
So is this a menorah? What is this?
The seven principles.
So let me just get this straight. So they stole the menorah from the Jews. They stole the Christmas carols from the Christians. Which part of Kwanzaa is actually is unique?
Do you get gifts for Kwanzaa? Do you give hand?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Principles of Kwanzaa guide us to unity and cooperation as we work to uplift and protect.
Oh my God!
Neighbors. Uplift and protect our neighbors. With a straight face, she says this.
Right.
I urge you to keep these values in mind.
Highest murder rate ever, I think, in Chicago.
Celebrations.
Maintain COVID-19 safe. Are safe.
By far
pull the string.
The best way to protect yourself and your loved ones from the virus.
No, that's not true.
I'm starting to think these are robots. I honestly, God. Like, it will keep you safe. It will lessen the symptoms. You won't go to the hospital.
Back that up. I want you to think of when you're walking through the airport and you hear the message over.
That includes 5 to 11-year-olds.
Doesn't she sound like the message over the airport? Yeah. Like, that includes, please social distance.
Right.
The COVID-19 vaccines are by far the best
way
to protect yourself and your loved ones from the virus. Anyone who isn't vaccinated should get one as soon as possible to be protected for the holidays. And that includes 5 to 11-year-olds who are now eligible for the Pfizer vaccine.
Screw you.
Fully vaccinated people can gather with others who have been fully vaccinated without
you got a star.
Thanks for your permission, Amy.
Stars upon stars.
We recommend that you don't attend any large gatherings.
Oh, my Lord.
If you still plan to do so, we encourage you to get a COVID test before attending, while also masking and social distancing when possible.
Oh, Lord.
But if you are sick or it's experiencing COVID or flu-like symptoms, you should not attend.
These are our elected officials. These are the people. Somebody went and elected this moron. Somebody pulled the trigger and said, I think this one is smart enough to represent of Chicago.
If you're sick, don't go to the large family gathering. Yeah, no duh. I mean, seriously.
If you're vomiting or you find yourself on the toilet, you should probably stay home.
Where would we be?
Ding, 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 ding.
Where in the world would we be
without
these wizards of smart to tell us what to do? I wouldn't have known that.
No.
I would have gone.
No.
I mean, if I had not heard from Lori Lightfoot about, you know, if I experienced flu-like symptoms, I would have just shown up at the family
I
party,
vomited,
not even thinking.
I would have vomited right out the car window and just kept driving.
Never even would have thought about it. Let's see how they wrap up this message, shall we?
Yeah.
This is great.
Even if you're vaccinated.
We wish you a wonderful seven-night celebration.
Seven nights.
And hope they
Wait
are filled with renewal.
Come on. This is... You stole Hanukkah. What is this? See, 8 nights of Hanukkah, 7 nights of Kwanzaa.
So
they got
seven.
The same candles. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed if I was Jewish.
Well, we sort of did the same thing with the Geico commercial. We could do it in 14 minutes, not 15. So,
I don't know.
Gotta be honest.
I don't know. Look at
joy. May the light of peace bring happiness to your home.
If she pulls out a dreidel, I'm falling out of my chair.
Habari Ghani, Chicago.
Habari Ghani means
be safe.
Means stay.
I love that she goes, be prosperous. Well, you burned down all our damn businesses, you idiot.
Right.
What a moron.
It's about kindness and uplifting each other through murders and violence and shootings, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And then you got Member Cuomo. Where is it in the Constitution that says these people need to be polite and nice and not vandalized?
Right. Oh,
I think there that's the first one.
So here's Joe Obama giving up now. Now, mind you, a year ago, he said, I have a plan.
Yeah.
Now, here's what we got now.
The number one thing they were going to do, remember, Kamala Harris, the number one thing they were going to do by far was eradicate COVID. That was going to be it was going to take a few months, but within a few months, it would be absolutely gone. Now, I know you're not going to be happy because we're going to force this really untested vaccination down your throat, which was meant, by the way, and many of you on the left go, well, Donald Trump made it. No, what Donald Trump did was he expedited it, and that the goal behind that was to help treat the very people that needed it. And those are people that are probably in excess of 65, 70 years old, pre-existing conditions, and still they make their own educated decision on whether they want to take that or not. It wasn't meant, it wasn't designed, and Donald Trump didn't expedite this thing to ram it down some five-year-old's throat who doesn't need it. That wasn't...
This was to come up with something in the face of what appeared at first we were told was going to be deadly virus. We had no idea.
Right.
And what Trump did was he lowered regulations. That may not have been a good thing, folks.
Yeah.
When you start seeing these soccer players and these athletes around the world, and many of them either young adults in their 20s or even children that have had heart attacks and dropped dead, that's not right. So maybe lowering the regulations to near zero was not the right thing to do. Let me just play this, though. This is Joe Obama giving up.
Ultimately, anybody with a brain is saying, okay, look at, I remember I have conversations with frontline COVID doctors saying, you know, look at, hey, you know, we now know that the kids have a 0% chance of dying from this. So no reason to freak out with your children, right?
This is either about the money or there's something else going on.
Yeah.
It's
all about control. They know that they have won elections.
But the vaccine, though, I mean, why are you pushing the vaccine so much? Why? I mean, I guess in a way.
Dividing people.
Biden said, we purchased more vax than they just want to use. I mean,
it's dividing
not like they've
people.
Ever cared before wasting money.
It's dividing
this
people.
Is what, let me explain
it's
this
amazing
from Joe Biden,
because
though.
Most people, by the or way, not. Instead of it being a vaccinated, unvaccinated thing, most people are identifying, you're unvaccinated, you're automatically a Republican.
Right.
Right. You're vaccinated, you're automatically a Democrat. Well, that's not true, right?
Right.
And that's not what it was designed to do. It was designed, Fauci and his friends cooked this thing up. We had no idea how crazy this version of COVID would be. COVID's been around for a long time. This one they extra baked, so we didn't know.
Yeah, they made a Frankenvirus.
So
are we ever going to talk about that, by the way?
I think the response that Donald Trump did was, let's lower the regulations, let's get this thing out here, and let's try to protect the very people that need to be protected, right? Maybe the folks in a nursing home, maybe somebody who's 400 pounds and 72 years old, right? Again, not designed to ram it down our children's throat. This has 100% become political because the Democrats have now rammed it down people's throats. They want to continue to ram it down people's throats, and they understand it divides people.
They love the idea of being able to tell people what they can do,
what
to do. That when you can go to restaurants, what business can be open.
Right.
That's they want the complete control.
It is 100% control.
Listen to this. October 23rd of 2020, 220,000 Americans dead, 0% of Americans fully vaccinated. Here's what Joe Biden said. I'm going to shut down the virus. That was a direct quote. December 27, 2021, 815,000 Americans dead, 62% of Americans fully vaccinated. Biden now says there's no federal solution. So here was Biden the other day doing a special press conference to basically say, now, keep in mind that when DeSantis decided to start doing things like unmask and monoclonal, it was all about you're standing in the way, and if you're in the way of the federal government, we're going to run over you. That's what Joe Biden and his administration said. Those governors that are standing in the way, we're going to run over you. That was 2 months ago. Here he is now basically throwing in the towel. After 1 year, he's in office not even 1 year yet. Here he is yesterday.
Look, there is no federal solution. this gets solved at a state level. Look.
No federal solution. This gets solved at the state level. Oh, yeah. And you know what?
You know,
he's right.
Yes, it does.
He's right.
And here's how it gets solved.
Maybe the states that are failing, like New York, should look at the states that are excelling, like Florida.
Here's how it gets solved. Exactly what Mike and Glenn talked about 2 years ago. Go out for a walk. Yeah. Improve your immune system.
Right.
Take some vitamins every day.
Go to the gym.
Go.
You can't do that if you're
go
not
to
bad.
The gym, right?
Sorry.
Do you. Live your life. Because
listen to this.
You're not going to hide from a virus. And if you think the stupid little cloth mask is going to help you, you're a fool. We've already proved that wrong a million times. 26 studies, by the way, we sent to Mr. Poloncarz
after
he said, well, we do know this. Masks work.
No, they don't.
I said, Mark, here, just send me one study that shows they work.
They won't.
Outside of the one where some kid came up with it that he thinks standing six feet away might work and wearing a face diaper. Here's 26 studies that show they don't work.
The CDC published two studies that were absolute abominations of studies. They were so badly done and manipulated and phony that to actually show that there was a slight benefit to masks. But this is why the Second Amendment is so important. And you think I'm switching gears, but I'm not. New Zealand okays euthanasia for COVID patients. Who makes that decision?
Wow.
Remember when we said during Obamacare? Remember this a long time ago? We said, you know what? Obamacare, you know, not getting, you know, keeping government bureaucrats out of healthcare is super important. You got to do that. And what's happened is we've allowed government officials to get involved in healthcare. And what have we gotten? We've gotten the people like the Ohio Attorney General at one point that was banning pharmacies from dispensing hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, even if doctors recommended it, right? A government bureaucrat basically dictating. So now the Ministry of Health confirmed that a right to lethal injection under a new euthanasia law could expand to patients who were either dying from the coronavirus or suffering unbearably from its consequences. So basically, again, who makes that decision? Is it the government official making that decision or is it the family making that decision?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, this is crazy stuff. So, but apparently it looks like the government's going to make that decision in the case of New Zealand.
It'll be coming here shortly. By the way, this is just to update you. This was sent by Mr. Zimmer, the new IRS code, stolen property.
If you steal property, you
must report its fair market value in your income in the year you steal it.
Yeah.
Unless you return it to its rightful owners in the same year.
Right.
So, okay. Oh, no problem. So I'm going to break the law and steal it. And then this is how freaking dumb these people are.
Yep.
I mean, we're paying somebody.
Yes,
folks, I'm begging you. If you're a teacher, if you go to work, right? If you're a plumber, an electrician, this is your tax dollars.
That's
we're
right.
paying some moron to write up this in the IRS code, stolen property. If you steal property, you must report its fair market value. This is what we're paying for.
Yes.
I mean, if you voted Democrat last time, you can tell the passion in my voice. You're a moron. You're an absolute. You're the one paying. I think it'd be a great idea to have an official. Let's spend the day recreating the IRS legislation so the thugs that just ripped off Walmart will put it on their tax return.
Yeah, as if they're filing taxes.
Wow.
Listen to this, though.
Wow.
I want to shift gears here and talk about probably the biggest underreported story of the year, which is in a way COVID, but it's really the damage to the children.
Oh,
and the damage to these kids. Kids are committing suicide because of Tony Fauci's COVID lockdowns. Kids are committing suicide because they have been separated from their friends.
All stuff we predicted.
Because they're forced to wear masks. Right?
All stuff we predicted.
Black kids are committing suicide at twice the rate of white kids, okay? Think about that, right?
All stuff that
overdoses.
Mike predicted.
Overdoses.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
2 years
exactly.
ago. This is not us looking backwards and saying, kids. Oh, 2 years ago, we predicted this would
Terrible.
Happen. Multiple times. For week
but
after
you know
week.
What? But if we save one, remember this?
Yeah.
Remember, folks? It's only 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's only 15 days to slow the curve. If we save just one life, one grandmother, it'll all be worth it. Well, guess what? You saved one grandmother.
And lost.
You killed 15,000 others in New York.
Yep.
And you lost 200,000 children to suicides
Sick.
And overdoses.
Sick.
Okay? I got to tell you, if you were to poll 80-year-olds, I think you'd be really hard-pressed to find one 80-year-old, unless they have no children or family and are completely self-serving.
Yep.
But I think if you have any 80-year-old that has any sort of offspring whatsoever, I guarantee you, you have a hard-pressed time finding one that would say, I would sacrifice that 14-year-old child so I can live an extra 2 years.
Yep.
Not one would say that. Nope. Not one, right?
And they
but
did.
But yeah, that's what we did.
And did zero to stop.
But except we really didn't protect the 80-year-old.
No,
right?
That's the thing.
And we didn't do that. We actually, in states like New York, now in Florida, again, the huge difference, Florida has more older people.
20%
right?
more older.
A higher population, right? In general, like 20% more population, right? Yep. 15% higher population, right?
No, 15%.
What Florida did.
15%, I'm sorry, 15% more population, 20% older.
Seniors, 20% older, right? Yeah. 20% older. So what Florida did was when somebody in a nursing home was positive for COVID, they sent in a crack team, like the SWAT team of infectious disease specialists to assist the hospital staff that they knew were not qualified to handle a disease like COVID. So they sent in infectious disease experts to quarantine that person, and then oftentimes they removed that person from the nursing home to another safe facility or to the hospital where they can be better quarantined and cared for. Contrast that with New York, that literally forced nursing homes to take COVID-positive patients because Governor Cuomo panicked.
Yep.
It cost the lives of thousands of seniors. Now, again, not to be crude or insensitive, nursing home is the last stop.
Yeah.
It's not the first stop in life. Okay?
They were dying
anyway. It's typically the last stop.
You can say it. They can say it. The left
it's sad. I mean, nobody wants your family member to go sooner than, but it's not the first stop in life. It's the last stop.
I will say this, though. They will go, and many of you know this, they killed way more people through anxiety and depression in those nursing homes.
Absolutely.
From not being able to see their loved ones.
How about loneliness?
Than COVID will have ever killed any of them. COVID, so many of them were in the same position that 99.99% of people were. And that, yes, COVID was tough. They should have isolated some of these people. By the way, they did that for years with the flu. This is not normal, or it's not new in a nursing home. Somebody had a bad case of the flu. They would isolate that person.
And oftentimes it killed several people with the flu.
Every day.
Right?
Every day.
I mean, in nursing homes especially. That was a big deal.
50, 60,000 people in America every year. Yep.
I don't know who, this is on Face the Nation. I don't know who the person talking here is.
I don't know, but she is spot on.
She
says
it
with such eloquence. And
yes. This is a minute 40. We'll wrap up with this.
Needs to be sure. By the way, like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, please. So you can continue to share this kind of stuff. Right?
Absolutely.
Well, I want to get to underreported stories as well. Jan?
Oh, my kids hear me rant about this every day, so I may as well tell you guys. It's the crushing impact that our COVID policies have had on young kids and children. Mm-hmm. By far, the least serious risk for serious illness. But I mean, even teenagers, a healthy teenager has a 1 in a million chance of getting and dying from COVID, which is way lower than dying in a car wreck on a road trip. But they have suffered and sacrificed the most, especially kids in underrepresented at-risk communities. And now we have the Surgeon General saying there's a mental health crisis among our kids. The risk of suicide, suicide attempts among girls
51%.
Now up 51% this
we
year.
Did. Think about that.
Black kids.
The number of suicide attempts among girls is up 51%.
God,
that is a mental health epidemic is what that is.
Who called that?
That should be forgetting about COVID completely at this point.
Yep.
We should be completely forgetting about it. We're shifting gears. We got treatments now. We got vaccination now. We should be at this point in time, we should be 100% shifting gears to focus on our kids, the depression, getting them back together, getting them back to normal, getting these face masks off, right? Getting rid of the drug use, right? Going after closing the border, stopping the flow of fentanyl. I mean, we're losing our young kids in an astonishing rate because you, as a 45-year-old liberal, wants to vaccinate everybody down to 2 years old. No country, by the way, is forcing two-year-olds to wear masks in daycares.
Ridiculous.
None of them. None of
anybody
them.
With a brain.
Let me finish this.
By the way, those deaths are on you. All these Democrats,
terrible.
Remember this argument
just
over the
so
last
sad.
Bunch of years? I said, you guys are going to kill people because of the way you talk about
Shut
COVID.
Up.
You're going to kill people. I said, okay, if let's just say that's true, which is not. It's an absolute lie. But let's just say that's true. Those deaths are on me. The drug overdoses, the anxiety, the depression, the suicides, those are on you.
Yeah.
Guess what? You lose. You lose.
Yeah.
Not
sad.
Me.
Well,
you
kids
lose.
The kids are the ones
of
that
course,
really lose,
yeah.
sadly. Let me finish this because this is good.
Nearly twice
job.
As likely as white kids to die by suicide. I mean, school closures, lockdowns, cancellation of sports. You couldn't even go on a playground in the D.C. area without cops scurrying, shooing the kids off. Tremendous negative impact on kids, and it's been an afterthought. Yeah. You know, it's hurt their dreams, their future, learning loss, risk of abuse, their mental health. And now with our knowledge, our vaccines, if our policies don't reflect a more measured and reasonable approach for our children, mm-hmm. they will be paying for our generation's decisions.
It's too late.
The rest of their lives.
It's too late. They're going
to
be paying for it.
And that, to me, is the greatest underreported story.
And I keep blaming it on the Democrats because you're morons.
That was CBS.
Because you're morons. And you are the ones that stirred this thing up. However, the Republicans, you deserve an equal amount of abuse for watching and letting this happen. Every one of you that walks into a store today and tomorrow with a face diaper on, knowing how much BS it is, you're just as liable. Well, if you watch somebody rob a bank and you don't tell people, that bank robber went that way, here it goes, and I'm going to go help, you're just as liable.
If you're a business owner especially, stop it. Just stop. Put a sign on your door that says freedom is what we've practiced here. We have a conservative safe space sign on our door. We don't have a mask mandate in our office. You are welcome to wear one if you want to. We don't make fun of employees.
No.
At time to time, employees that have at-risk parents at home
decide
they want to wear a mask.
Yeah.
That's their decision.
Yeah.
I don't think they work. That's okay.
No.
If they believe it and they want to take every effort to mitigate whatever they think is a potential risk.
Do whatever you got to do.
Fine.
You be you.
That's
you
fine.
You.
We don't judge in our office. That's how we roll.
You
right?
be you.
So
yep.
It is what it is, right? The amazing part of it is that we have damaged these kids to a point. She is very calm about it. Well, if we don't have a more measured approach, I'm saying is stop it right now.
That's right.
Right now. Pivot. Shift gears. Stop talking about it. Take the masks off, right? Stop with this vaccine. I mean, these kids are neurotic, right?
Yep.
My son is so paranoid. He wants the vaccine so bad. I'm like, no.
Because everybody else has it.
No.
Yeah.
He's like, but I'm going to get sick. I'm like, okay, you were just around your best friend who's sick.
Yeah. Getting this?
You didn't get it.
He's a little kid.
He's vaccinated. You're not, right?
Right.
Do you get it yet? Get it? Yeah. Because if you were going to get it, you would have gotten it. You spent the whole day with them, right? You didn't get it because you have a strong immune system. And when that virus went into your nose, your immune system kicked into gear and it killed it, right?
Yep. Not only did it kill it, Glenn, it gave him the ability to protect himself in the future.
The next time.
Right?
That's
my
right.
body is recognizing this.
Right.
That's how Charlie.
Maybe he already had it.
Yeah.
Maybe he
I'm
had
sure.
it already.
I'm
and
sure.
didn't even realize it.
I'm
Maybe
sure.
we all did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Here's what I think, though, and to wrap this up, and then we'll leave you with this. Here's what I honestly think. And again, I'm just using common sense. I have a memory that has the ability to kind of keep all the things I see and read and hear over the years and kind of store it in my brains and it begins to create these patterns, and you can see, you know, pretty clearly, you know, how these patterns, you know, roll when it comes to, you know, what's gone on. When it comes to COVID, you know, clearly, you know, we had a virus that we were worried about, right? We didn't know any better. We fast-tracked vaccines. But when you look at what's going on now and the people that are getting it, any sane person would say we made a strong effort to vaccinate as many people as possible. At this point, though, using common sense and looking at the data, it does not appear that this new Omicron variant gives a rat's behind about the vaccine.
Good.
In fact, it seems to me, from again just the people I've seen, and not a scientific study, I'm going to admit that, but everybody I know who has gotten COVID in the last, let's say, 30 days has been vaccinated.
Good.
And I know several people that were around those people that were unvaccinated that didn't get it. So I think at this point, can we just admit that this is not working and go and look at what is working? The ivermectin, the monoclonal, the treatments that we have, and stop talking about this and start focusing on getting these kids back to a level of normality.
Yeah.
Because, again, these kids are so neurotic. We've showed you videos over the last 2 years of the poor lady in the elevator. I can't move. Right.
Yeah.
There was a woman who posted on Twitter, I just want a vaccine for my 2-year-old. I can't function is what she said. I'll find the tweet.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we've done to people. You can't function because you can't get your 2-year-old a vaccine for a virus that has a 0% chance of killing them?
By the way,
seriously?
We had a doctor on, Dr. Paul Alexander, who talked about layering and why it's so bad to give people a shot that already had COVID.
Now, keep in mind, most people that had COVID barely knew they had COVID, right? So could it be that all the people that are getting infected right now actually already had COVID, gave themselves a shot, hurt their ability to fight COVID,
right,
and now they're getting COVID, right?
Right.
By the way, the best thing, the best thing is the stage we're in right now is the what I would say the final stage of this strand, which is the shotgun approach. In the beginning, Fauci and his friends, they take COVID. COVID's been here a long time, folks. Go back and get your medical dictionaries. It's been here a long time. Why was this one a little different? Fauci and his friends baked this one. They baked it, right? Let's try. And it got out. But here's what happens. When it got out, few people in the beginning, tough case of it. It starts to do the shotgun approach like this. We had frontline COVID doctors on, Dr. Erickson talking about that, that this thing will start to mutate itself. And when it mutates itself, it gets real sticky at the end where everybody gets it, but it really doesn't do much, right?
Right.
That's where we are.
I don't think they've had any deaths with Omicron, have they?
No, no. They haven't. To find deaths from the first one was tough. This is really, really difficult to find. They know darn well. Even the scientist who found it said absolutely 100%, very mild symptoms, maybe, you know, a little bit of aches, stuffy nose, great. You mean to tell me that I can get it, 0% chance of dying, and we can move on, and I've got immunity to it going forward? Wonderful. Let's move on. Let's move on.
I can't seem to find this, but there was a
let's maybe we can.
I want to end with the Let's Go Brandon.
Oh, we just got to play that. Yeah, let's end with Let's Go Brandon. And by the way, tune in Saturday if you want more of this. iHeartRadio 1-3 every Saturday.
I got to find this clip. This what she says here in this thing is just amazing, though.
Who is it?
Just a woman on Twitter. I mean, she just writes. She's like, I just can't. I can't. Here we go. This is it right here. No, this is not it. Oh, here it is. Yeah, it is. This is Yahoo News. And I'm not going to read the article, but this is the tweet. This is a quote from this poor lady, right? This is what we've done to people, folks. Quote, sometimes it feels like we're living in an alternative reality to say to the rest of the world, people say. Now that kids are vaccinated, as if toddlers and babies don't exist, and neither do their broken parents. So this girl goes on to say, my kids, this is the title of the article, my kids can't get vaccinated yet, and I'm barely keeping it together. Seriously.
You're
barely keeping it
together?
The
sad thing is,
like,
those,
what have we done to people?
Those children's immune systems are going to be wrecked. Totally wrecked.
What have we done
totally
to people,
wrecked.
Though? I mean,
yep.
Seriously. Like, no. You're barely keeping it together? Like, seriously? So anyway, so this week we have a guy who, so first of all, the president is so out of it. He has no idea what's going on. When somebody calls him and says, let's go Brandon, what do you say? Yeah, I agree. Let's go Brandon.
Let's go. By the way,
he has no idea.
I want you to think of this. And there's a deeper message here, folks, right? It was hilarious.
It proves
that Joe's got some dementia, right? Here's the thing. With dementia, parts of your brain sort of click, right? Who is the singer? Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett did a whole concert with dementia,
right?
Because his brain and parts of his brain that were just so accustomed to do what they do,
right,
were able to snap into place. Here's what Joe's brain did. I am a left-wing kiss-ass Democrat who cares nothing about nothing except for me winning office.
Yep.
Right? Because piece of garbage Joe and piece of garbage Camilla was always nutcha, but piece of garbage Clintons, they were years ago, just a bunch of years ago, when it was politically correct to protect the border, when it was politically correct to support the police officers, they were all for it. The minute they realized the party's so freaking nuts, they didn't care about the board. They didn't care about your health. They didn't care about nothing. You know what they cared about? Winning. Joe's brain, dementia Joe's brain, is just, hey, I'm a politician. Oh, hey, Brandon, let's go. That's it. Instead of just taking a step back and thinking about what this guy said, all he cared about is another vote, another kiss ass, another.
He's not even there.
But his brain is wired like that, right?
Yeah.
Just like Tony Bennett's brain was wired to go back and sing music.
Yeah. Hey, good to see you, pal. Yeah. What's
hey,
going on?
Hey, you. Who's ass can I kiss?
You go back to the.
What do you guys want? Oh, you want to burn down the Walmarts? No problem. I won't use my brain.
Yeah.
I'll just say, great, let's go. You're
going
to vote me in? I can beat Trump? Wonderful.
So here's what the guy, let me play this clip. This is what the guy says. Obviously, you've seen this by now.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Let's go. And he tries to interact with him. The guys already hung up. Let's go, Brandon. I agree. Now, the media, CNN included, has doxed this guy, right?
As an extremist.
Something schmack, right? So he's out there now, and he's getting death threats or whatever. the Democrats and the liberals act as if when you look at their feeds on Twitter, I'm on Twitter a lot. It's hilarious. They're like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's just out there wishing people a Merry Christmas. How horrible is this? This is so terrible. Uh-huh. I'll remind you that, and I'll play the clip. This for 4 years, they said F Trump.
Oh, yeah.
For 4 years,
yeah.
They constantly pounded Trump.
Yeah.
For 4 years, it was it was pictures of Snoop Dogg shooting Trump in the head. It was it was Madonna saying, I thought a lot about burning down the White House.
Kathy Griffin took
holding the head. Yeah,
his head.
Exactly.
When I was I took my daughter to a Trump rally, right, just to be able to experience the whole environment, the whole thing. As I'm walking in, people are shouting at me,
gentlemen,
F words, screaming at us. So they're like, these are the sane left wing, all loving, caring people. Right. Give me a break.
For those on the left, or those, well, not that you're listening to this show, but remember that the left that's going nuts right now. So for a lot of us on the right, honestly, it's like, ooh, yeah, maybe that was kind of inappropriate. Yeah, maybe he shouldn't have said, let's go Brandon the president. Yeah, maybe he shouldn't have called on Christmas Eve. No! That's exactly what he should have done.
Yeah.
He had the opportunity to tell the president to go F yourself, and he did it on live TV. Good for you. And he did it. Good for you. This guy did. Building statues? Take the Floyd one down. Put this guy up.
Yeah.
This guy deserves an award. I'm not even kidding you.
He got the president to tell himself to go fuck
That's
you.
Right. He said, yes, I agree. He got the president to agree
to go screw
and
it
say,
fuck himself.
Go F Joe Biden.
Yeah,
you agree. This guy deserves a hero. But let me remind you again, for all of us on the right to go, yeah, maybe it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Just here's your ammunition.
They burned down the country.
Just one word, two words, I guess. Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Play the montage. I'll play this for you.
Yeah.
Go to I'll post this to make sure it's on our Twitter feed. Go save it to your phone.
One of the left's heroes.
Don't
by the
even
way.
Respond. When they say, how dare the Republicans are so nasty. That was such a wrong thing to say to the president. Just play this. It's a quick clip.
But
it's like 30 seconds.
But they win. Here's why they win continuously.
Because we back down and we say, maybe it wasn't right.
They're still talking about
it was probably inappropriate.
They're still talking about January. They literally, folks, they burned down all of our major cities,
right?
New York City, Chicago,
20-some
people. Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles. These places are on fire. Businesses destroyed everywhere.
Innocent people dead.
A few people go into the Capitol on January 6th. Not saying that's right, but not even close. That does not even compare. No. 1/60th of what these left-wing moron extremists did, and yet they're still talking about January 6th. Could not care less. Portland still has
there's
ashes.
Smoldering.
It's still smoldering.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Minnesota is still on fire.
Right.
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 You're saying what can be left to burn?
It's
nothing.
So,
it's just the ashes, but it's still there.
It's so bad. 12 U.S. cities broke records for murder rates, and in 1 week in Chicago and in D.C., two Democrat lawmakers, both of which have supported defunding the police, were carjacked in 1 week.
Yeah.
One in Chicago, one in D.C.
Yeah.
That's how our major city.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, just play this clip.
Yeah.
Just play. When they say, oh, my God, that was so inappropriate. Yeah. Just play this.
You have to show up on the Hill and say the six.
Gentlemen,
the six.
Robert De Niro.
The Tony Award.
Ah.
National TV. He gets a standing ovation. Right? Here he comes. Here he is.
I'm going to say one thing. Fuck Trump.
I want to say one thing.
One thing. Fuck Trump.
Your liberties.
Standing ovation. They gave him the same liberals today, right, that are going, oh, my God. He's just trying to wish a Merry Christmas to everybody. It was so wrong, right?
It's no longer down with Trump.
Just play this.
Trump.
Yeah.
Play this. It's no longer down with Trump. It's F Trump.
Well, now guess what?
Just play that.
Now it's let's go Biden.
That's right. Let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon. Let's go Biden.
I'm naming my new dog Brandon so I can say the rest of my life. Let's go Brandon. If I had another kid, I'd name him Brandon. Seriously. Find your backbone, right?
That's
because
right.
You're going to come across liberals and be like, oh my God, it was so terrible. It's so terrible. Just remember, how did you feel about Robert De Niro at the nationally televised Tony Awards saying F Trump.
Yep.
Right? Did you stand up and applaud that too?
Yeah, when they say January 6th was awful, I'd say, yeah, it wasn't the smartest thing to do. Not even close, though, to burning down all our major cities, including many federal buildings, courthouses, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Not even close. But yeah, that was not a great thing to do, but really not even close to all the other stuff that had been done by the left-wing left. Crazy. All right, folks, let's wrap it up here.
All right, if you need us throughout the week, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. There you will find all of our departments, all the things that we do. You can reach us through our website via email. If you have a question, we're always willing to answer financial questions. If you want an appointment or whatever, we're happy to set that up there as well. And you can find out all of our social media links there, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. We're active all over the place, including LinkedIn. You'll find us. Of course, we use it for different purposes, so you're not going to find a lot of political stuff on LinkedIn, for example. We're making business connections and whatnot. So if you want more of the political commentary, some of the stuff that we post, Twitter and Facebook are probably the two places to go. While we're still there, God only knows. I mean, any day now they could just decide to pull the plug at the next giant Patriot purge. So, but we'll see. But if you want to follow us, do us a favor, share this content, folks. If you like what you heard, give us a thumbs up. Subscribe to our channel as well and share this with your friends. It's really important to get the message out there. And if you like the podcast, you'll love the radio show. We've been on the air for 20 some odd years now, 22 or 23 years, I think. We've been on the air, over 20 for sure. I think it's 23 now we're on. WBEN, WSYR, WHAM in Rochester. You can find us on iHeartRadio as well as the radio.com app. We are everywhere, folks. Streaming live every Saturday from 1 to 3 is the radio show, so tune in for that. And it's a live call-in format. You can interact with us as well, as this will be at some point as well. So thanks for watching, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. If you're listening on a podcast format, we appreciate it. And again, share this with your friends, and we will see you on Saturday. Happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year to all of our fans and listeners. We really appreciate your support.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.